Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're talking about the understanding of self-knowledge, the mirror within. Let's get this thing going. Introduction. Self-knowledge is a profound yet elusive aspect of human existence. Despite inhabiting our own minds and our bodies, truly knowing ourselves remains a challenge. In fact, I think it's the biggest challenge. In this presentation, I delve into the complexities of self-awareness, exploring why it's difficult to perceive ourselves objectively, and the mechanisms by which we construct our identities. The paradox of self-perception is where it begins. As individuals, we grapple with the paradox of self-perception. Just as a knife cannot cut itself, an eye cannot see itself without a mirror, and the light cannot illuminate itself, our consciousness struggles to perceive its own depths. We are confined to a subjective viewpoint, unable to grasp the entirety of who we are. When we gaze into the mirror, we often see only what we want to see, perpetuating a cycle of self-deception. So we've got to move on from that particular approach. The influence of conditioning is the second point. Our personas are shaped by a lifetime of conditioning and society's pressure. We learn to conceal aspects of ourselves that evoke shame or vulnerability, erecting facades and shielding ourselves from scrutiny. This process of self-preservation leads to the distortion of our identity. We suppress our authentic emotions and desires in favour of conformity. The cycle of judgment is the next one. Central to the struggle of self-knowledge is our propensity to judge. We project ourselves, our own insecurities onto others, deflecting attention away from our own perceived flaws. However, this mechanism of deflection only serves to perpetuate our cycle of suffering. The universe, as I perceive it anyway, reflects back to us the energy we emit, amplifying our judgments until we confront and resolve them. Embracing life's universe. In embracing the journey of self-discovery, we must acknowledge that the interconnectedness of all things is paramount. Rather than viewing life as a series of isolated events, we recognize the universe as a vast and intricate web of experience. By releasing our judgments, embracing vulnerability, we align ourselves with the flow of existence, inviting profound insights and growth. So, in conclusion, self-knowledge is not merely a destination, but a continual process of introspection and self-acceptance. By peering beyond the surface of our identity, we unveil the depths of our soul and embrace the richness of human experience. Let's just strive to cultivate compassion, authenticity, self-awareness, illuminating the path towards inner harmony and fulfillment in life's boundless universe. I think the majority of this comes down to the four premises: clarity, authenticity, resilience, and success. And if we can embrace the seven aspects of life and really recognize that nobody treats us better or worse than we treat ourselves, we'll have a really good chance of getting to know ourselves better and better every day. If anything in this presentation has been challenging or confronting to you, or you'd like to know more, please don't hesitate to contact us at the website, chriswalker.com.au. Bye for now.